So 12 hours later, whatever, what's the mood? Seems pretty lively.
Yeah, no, I mean, this has been a good session. And like I said, listen, we're not victims in this thing. We accept responsibility and we move forward. You know, the difference obviously between, you know, a point and 0 points was, you know, was one play, basically. So, you know, we look at it, we analyze it, we move forward. Simple as that.
How hard did you guys go today? You know, what was the idea coming into training in terms of with the game on Saturday, game last night?
Well, the group that didn't play last night it went pretty hard.
Okay.
You know, the group that played did regen and recovery, and that was it.
You plan on mixing it up a lot for the weekend with all the games on the road?
We'll see. You know, we'll see who's healthy. We'll see, you know, what we need to do. I think, you know, the plan going into the week was kind of manage some guys as we're moving through the week. So I think we should be in good shape.
So is Will gone for one game or two from that suspension? Or
you guys have a hard time figuring that out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's okay.
So he had three, right?
Right.
He got a fourth yellow card.
Uh-huh.
Then he got a fifth yellow card, but it turned into a red card. So he suspended one game, and he stays on four yellow cards.
So that second yellow card, when it becomes a red, doesn't count toward the yellows limit anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really. I think that's really convoluted.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, then he would miss two games, right?
Right, yeah. I just couldn't tell from the language. So last night was the first foray into Pipa up top on his own.
Mm-hmm.
How did that experiment go for you? You talked a little bit about it last night.
Yeah, well, I didn't, you know, that wasn't the intention. So, you know, we talked, right, about it was the intention was to have the wingers higher
mm-hmm.
and him dropped in more. So... And I didn't think it worked that well. It was more, it looked like more of a counter situation. But to credit them, they did a good job of pressing us and not letting us even develop that. But I still think that with more movement in the midfield, we would have been able to activate it more.
So it was kind of labeled as a false nine before the
exactly.
game. Is that kind of
yeah.
what you wanted it to be? Was
yeah.
him sitting behind Ethan and Justin?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
and create the advantage in the midfield.
But even from your perspective, what ended up happening was just nobody up top and him drifting back as usual.
Well,
right?
They were high. What happened was, you know, he moved into a little bit higher position. We still had our wingers high, and they went one on one against those.
Okay.
Right. So then they also went 1v1 in the middle. They
right.
were able to do that, and that, you know, that put us under pressure. But again, a lot of it was due to our lack of movement.
Is it tough to have a guy like him up there in a, you know, a little bit more of a rigid position when he loves to, you know, float around so much? You know, there were times when, you know, he's labeled as the that false nine guy, but
yeah.
he's back gathering the ball from the defenders and
yeah,
things
that's
like
perfect.
That.
That's what we want.
Even when
yeah.
he's playing in that role with
oh,
nobody
yeah.
in front of him?
Yeah. That's
okay.
what I'm saying, because as you push the wide guys high, so if you think about it, if they're with four in the back, right,
mm-hmm.
and we keep two wingers high, who's going to release from then? Like, the idea is to keep a winger here and a winger here so these guys stay.
Okay.
And are they going to release into the midfield?
I think so.
Right.
No.
So then you have a two-person advantage right away.
Okay.
And that was, you know, that was a trick that I mean, but listen, we, you know, we came up with it before the game and we're talking about it, you know, we play on Saturday, you get suspensions, you get injuries, you got to adjust on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
So by no means was it a perfect model. And I think we could go further with this, especially when you have guys like Ethan who can stretch their back line.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I think, you know, because of their press, we didn't get into it. But if you saw times in the first half when he did come back and we were combining, we had a little, it was all right. It was pretty good.
So is that something that you keep in your arsenal and you know, work on it a little bit and maybe bring it back at some point? Or was that
yeah, potentially. I think there's a couple things, right? When we played, you know, three in the back, against Chicago, I think these are things that we want to develop in the team to be, you know, to have that flexibility.
So is that something you said, you talked about it before the game, is that not something you've spent much time on the training field?
Well, we couldn't, right?
Right.
We played Saturday.
I didn't know if you'd had that.
Regen
know,
Sunday.
Before.
We worked on it Tuesday in training.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday in training.
When you have this stretch of games and you know it's coming up, do you take a look at all the teams kind of preliminary ahead of time maybe, or is it one game, the next game? I guess what I'm saying is, have you had a chance to look at Montreal at all yet, or is that
oh,
going to
sure,
be primary
yeah.
in the next
no.
couple of days?
Yeah, no, we've looked at Montreal already. Good team, good attacking quality. You know, DeVio is, you know, has a great scoring record, unbelievable scoring record everywhere he's been, so we know he's quality. They got, you know, McInerney is very good. Romero now is good, and then Matt is. You know, they have good players. It's a decent team.
How does their team change? I know DeVito's been in and out, but they've been some games and they started DeVito and McInerney together.
Yeah.
Others, they bring them off the bench.
Yeah.
How does it change the dynamic either way?
Well, I think they both move very well off the ball, so it becomes, when they're both playing, you know, you have to look out. There's certainly some danger with movement. I think when they're both not in the field, it lessens that, and I think that, they become a little bit less dangerous.
Because it's July, I've got to ask, any updates on bringing somebody in? I know you've been pretty straightforward about that at this point. That you're
looking. We're
at
working,
somebody.
Man. We're working.
I guess you mentioned the last time we talked about it that, you know, you're at this point with all the cap space, you're looking to bring in somebody, you know, sort of like high profile, if you will. Is it a case where
that's a stretch? High profile.
Well, maybe not high profile. You said somebody who's gonna, you know, make a big difference for the organization and things like that.
Yeah,
is it a case of trying to get somebody who's gonna, you know, come in and be kind of the face of the franchise? Not the face, but a face of the franchise when you're making a move like this?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you want to bring in quality. We want to bring quality. I think that, you know, it's very difficult to just, you know, without spending a ton of money. Michael Bradley style money, it's kind of difficult to do that, to bring in a guy that you're just going to call the face from day one.
Sure.
Right? So, but we want to definitely bring in someone that's going to help the club. We hope it's an exciting signing. We hope it's someone that could make an impact.
Ethan said after the game that even with a point, team might have been still disappointed that they couldn't have, especially playing a man up for a decent portion, gotten 3 points. You know, is that the attitude you want out of these guys? Even if, you know, if that would have been a tie last night, they would have still been a little disappointed not to get all three?
Absolutely. I think, though, you know, having said that, I think, you know, the performance in the first half didn't indicate that.
Right.
So, you know, I'd rather the performance be there and then be talking about how we should have gotten three than, you know, than talking about it afterwards and saying, you know, we would have liked to imagine getting 3 points.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Anything else, guys?